Unit 4, Lesson 3, Exercise 5.
Now for our Language Now slot. My guest today is Brydanna McKinnon, spokesperson for the Society for the Promotion of Gaelic. Thank you for being on our radio programme today and, indeed, on our series on different languages.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Brydanna, I'd like to begin with your name. It's quite unusual. Is it a Celtic word?
Yes, it is. And it's not common. It's a Gaelic word meaning salmon. Just a small point here. Celtic usually refers to the culture. Gaelic is the language.
Thank you, Brydanna. I'll remember that. If you don't mind, I'll get straight to the point. Should we fight to keep a dying language alive, even if few people will ever use it or hear it?
That is something to consider, I suppose. But I'm not sure it's a relevant question here. It's true that in the last 100 years or so, the number of Gaelic-only speakers in Scotland, and I mean people speaking just Gaelic and no English, well, that number has fallen from nearly 44,000 to zero. And yes, Gaelic has declined throughout the 20th century, but it's also true to say that since the 1970s, there has been a revival in the Celtic culture and Gaelic language.
I see. So where do you find that revival? In schools?
Yes, definitely in schools. And that's important. If we have Gaelic medium education at all levels, more people will speak Gaelic. There has been a huge increase in the number of young children being educated in Gaelic in primary schools and nurseries. So if Gaelic is a dying language, then why are more and more Gaelic schools starting in Scotland?
Good point, but if it's only schools...
Yes, I agree. We need more. If we have more TV and radio programmes in Gaelic, more people may listen to the language. Also, if the economy in the Gaelic-speaking heartland improves, then Gaelic will not die out. Opinion polls show that people are more confident in the Gaelic-speaking communities. They feel that the economy is improving. If young people return to live and work in those communities after university, then things will improve.
Well, that all sounds very promising. So, what is the Society for the Promotion of Gaelic doing now?
Oh, we have lots going on. Unless we all continue to promote Gaelic, there might not be a significant increase in speakers of Gaelic. But to answer your question, at the moment, we're trying to raise our profile and we have a new fundraising campaign. When we reach our targets, we'll invest in more Gaelic books in public libraries. And as soon as we get more Gaelic speakers involved, we'll run more Gaelic language classes. But unless we recruit and train more Gaelic medium teachers, we won't make a big difference in schools. Basically, our fundraising supports all of that.
To go back to my first question, Brydanna, why should we fight to keep Gaelic alive?
Well, I believe that every language provides us with knowledge about human thinking and behaviour. And every language, like every species of animal, is unique and worth protecting. When we lose a language, we lose a lot of knowledge.
Brydanna McKinnon, thank you very much.